Joining us from Washington is David Wessel. He's the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the paper's Capital column. David Wessel, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell us, who is coming to this White House Economic Conference next week, and what are they going to talk about?
Well, I think who will come is you and me. They hope to use this as a platform to get attention for the president's very ambitious economic agenda. We don't yet know what the program is for this thing. The reason to listen carefully is that at times these conferences, although largely photo ops, sometimes provide clues as to what a president might do. For instance, a couple of years ago, it was at a conference like this where the president heard people talk about cutting the tax on dividends that later turned into a centerpiece of a tax bill that he pushed.
When the president ran these last months in the campaign, he was very clear that he wanted to accomplish tax reform and fix Social Security if he got reelected. He was reelected. He's going to set out to do that. I just wonder what you think the prospects of really changing something so basic as the fundamental tax code are. How likely is it that something like that would come about?
Well, you're right. The president has a very ambitious agenda. He promises to cut the deficit in half during his term. He promises to fix Social Security for all time. And he promises to fix, or talks about, fixing the tax code so it's more friendly to the economy and simpler, but raises just as much money as the current tax code. I think it'll be very difficult for the president to do all three of those at the same time. There's a lot of maneuvering now to see whether the president will choose to make Social Security a priority or tax reform priority. The betting at the moment is Social Security first, although there clearly are some people on the Hill who would like to do tax reform because, for inexplicable reasons, they think that's easier.
You know, last month's elections did bring in more Republicans in the House and the Senate, so does that make the job easier or harder? And I'm thinking of intelligence reform, which has just come about, but not really with the help of these new Republican majorities.
Right. Well, the president has to make an important tactical decision here on Social Security reform. Does he want to propose something that he can only get through Congress with Republican votes? Or does he want to do something that has a prayer of attracting moderate Democrats and others so that he can say that he has made a bipartisan fix to Social Security? We know that a number of Republican senators are warning the White House that they're simply not going to walk the plank for a Social Security reform if all the Democrats and AARP, the Elderly People's Lobby, are lined up against it. They think that's too politically risky. But we don't yet know what strategy the president will take.
Whatever he wants to do, he's talked about spending political capital. How much of his personal involvement is going to be necessary to get this through?
A lot. Fixing Social Security is doable but difficult. The last time we did anything significant on Social Security, Ronald Reagan was personally involved in it, and actually Alan Greenspan, who had not yet become chairman of the Fed, was chairman of a commission. The president needs to explain to people that we cannot afford the Social Security system we have now because there's so many baby boomers on the verge of retirement, and there are not enough workers to pay the taxes to provide the promised benefits. And that's a very difficult thing for people to swallow unless the president says, you have to accept this is the reality, and here's how I'm going to fix it, and here's who I'm going to protect, and here's who I'll have to sacrifice. I don't think the members of Congress are going to do that job for him.
David, people complain that economic reporting and fiscal stuff isn't very interesting. It's not fun. It's not sexy. But aren't the kinds of things that they're going to be talking about at this conference next week, isn't this just the most fundamental kind of basic startling change in American government that people have talked about in as long as I can remember in public life?
I don't think that reporting on benefits of Social Security and Medicare is boring. Nor do the readers of the Wall Street Journal or other papers or listeners to NPR. My mail suggests that when you talk about Social Security and Medicare or immigration reform, things which involve real people, people have a lot of questions and they're very interested in it.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.